we'd like to match up with Steven. You know, he obviously is going to be a part of this club and get him back in the lineup and, you know, veteran presence. I think he's actually caught Anderson with his time here in the Braves. So he's had a real good look at him, I could say.
So I guess to what extent you always talk about matchups and wanting to maximize goals, but looking for just like different combinations or something that can kind of spark the offense a little bit, whether it's different guys around or different guys in there. How much are you just going to look for something like that?
Yeah, I think we're playing with lineups. You know, we've done some things you know, differently in the near future. We can see ourselves trying to find that hot hand as well. You know, for us offensively, to get a good start to that game last night felt great. And, you know, at some capacity, we got to continue that. And we understand that. We're out here working, early hitting, we're continuing to grind through those processes that hopefully lead to more success.
When you look at it's been a little bit more than a third of the season right now. When you look at some of the offensive numbers and just the pace, what is the level of, like, I don't know, concern is the right word, but how are you guys trying to just maybe dig yourself out of that?
Yeah, you know, I think you dig yourself out with, you know, continuing to work and, you know, in terms of processes, it's constantly looking at possible changes, you know, what guys are being successful at, trying to build off that success. You know, for a group, there's obviously frustration to the lack of performance, no question in that. You know, as a coaching staff, we continue to meet, we continue to evaluate, you know, what we can, you know, do better, and I think the players are doing that as well. It's not for lack of effort or approach to looking at trying new things.
Given all that's going on, does it still seem like it's just guys are going to work every day, that there's not pressure building up? Or I know there's frustration, but frustration sometimes you can see it in different ways, and as opposed to, I don't know if calmness is right, but just them, we're going to go to work today, we're going to try to make it happen today and go from there.
That's the mindset we built from day one, is that when we come to the ballpark, we work to win a baseball game. And I think these guys are continuing that. I think they're in a good mindset. They understand that we're, you know, not had great results, but that hasn't stopped how we come to the field and approach the game. We played a great baseball game last night. We got beat 3-2. This is a really talented team we're playing. You know, and outside of the three homers and us not being able to score and add on to the lead that we had early, we played a clean, fundamental baseball game. I thought we pitched well, and we played defense well. So we got to continue with focusing on the positives. And building on those.
Whether it's from a coaching or instruction standpoint, are there things that you maybe look at to see if there are changes that you can make, there are things that you can do differently to try to jumpstart that offense and just kind of help provide that spark there?
You can get creative in how you approach offense. I mean, you can, you know, utilize the hit and run, you can utilize the bunt. When we try to add on to innings and we try to, you know, create offense, you know, that necessarily isn't the best approach. You know, you've got to balance how much of that you're doing and how much you're allowing these hitters to take their at-bats and perform. From a peer evaluation standpoint, you know, we're continuing to look at, you know, the group as a whole and if there's opportunity to get someone here that, that can help perform and help, you know, contribute, I think we've shown that ability to do that and willingness to do that.
Jared making his MLB debut. He's had a really long journey here, but it's finally that day. What are you looking for him, and what is it kind of nice to see him be able to do that when you're looking for a new centerpiece on the mound?
Yeah, you know, this is a great day for Jared. It's a long-awaited day. You know, we've talked about that. This group of guys, these young players that are getting their opportunity here, a lot of them have grinded for a long time in their journey. It should be a rewarding day for him to step on this mound and go perform. You know, what I'll be looking for is how fast he settles in and the nerves go away. So I know that there's going to be a lot of excitement to his first inning, as there should be. So I'm hoping he settles in right away and gets the ball in the zone.
Steven said he's seen him a lot over the years and said that he's very excited, he has good stuff. What does that mean to have a veteran catcher say that about a pitcher that you're thrusting into the rotation?
Yeah, it's gives him definite, as we say, street cred. You know, for Steven Vo to compliment his stuff and compliment you know, how he handles himself, that says a lot. You know, I think this year in AAA, he's proven that. He's had a lot of success, a ton of success, and earned this opportunity to go out and pitch for us today.
A little injury update. Has Jeffries decided if he's going to go and get surgery, or is he going to stay?
Yeah, Dalton will be having surgery. As for the date, that slipped my mind, but I know that he's going to go ahead and do the surgery.
Do you think it's going to be in the next week?
I believe it will be in the next week, yes.
You know, who's doing it?
I do not. That's a question for Nick.
Just going back, one thing that you mentioned, you talked about, like, looking at the group as a whole, assessing that offensively. I think it's probably difficult to, like, evaluate the group as a whole, but are you seeing things from your offense that you feel like are positive signs or things that you can build on?
I talked about it a little bit post-game last night with Sean Murphy's at-bats. The line drives that he hit to center, to right center. Didn't get rewarded on the right center because of a great play. But those are the signs you're looking for in terms of making an adjustment, in terms of, you know, going in the right direction. You know, coming out and being aggressive in the first inning, attacking some balls in the zone. So, you know, those are things that we look at and trying to extract as I talk about. Building confidence is working in the positives and you know, assessing your negatives and letting those negatives go, but obviously learning from them.
Ramon Jeffries, Ramon still being able to have success on an 11-game hitting streak and being able to come in and say, okay, we're struggling, but I'm still going to be able to do my job. What does that mean for your team to be able to have people willing to do that?
Well, for Ramon, he's one of these veteran guys, even though he's still young in his maturation as a player. You know, his mindset is what we talked about. Come here to work, prepare, and do my best every day for the team. That sets a tone for the rest of the younger guys to see a veteran guy coming in. You know, he didn't get off to a great start, but he's stayed with his process, he stayed with what works for him, and now he's having that success in the lineup. And you know, hopefully, again, that feeds down through, you know, the rest of the group.
More of a silly question, but Kyler Murray having some struggles over in Arizona. Has there been any thoughts to Brent telling him to come on home? Or?
You know, that's a question for Billy Beane and David Forrest. But if he wants to come out, yeah, sure, he can come out.
Thank you.
All good?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, yeah.
Thanks, guys.